So this week I got stuck on the conversation between Christ and Peter. And I kept looking at it, and I'm like, oh, there's got to be another way to take this, or there's got to be something, because I'd heard the bishop preach on this on Wednesday. And she gave a great spin. I'm like, oh, that's so good, but how's that going to fit with my congregation? I kept thinking and thinking and wrestling and just going, okay. And finally last night, I'm like, Christy, just write your sermon, you'll be fine. And I kept thinking about what this passage meant in the fact that three times Christ asked Peter, do you love me? And it was kind of a restorative, because three times Peter denied Christ before his crucifixion. And then that command that was given, the feed my lambs, tend my sheep, feed my sheep. And there's a richness, but yet like a complexity and simplicity all kind of wrapped into one. And I thought about, through the conversations I had this week, some more painful than others, with family members of all things that I probably haven't talked to in 2 years. And I was thinking about this passage as I was having the conversations. And it was like a richness for those longing to be restored in relationships, healing for those lost or hurting, and a community for those without. Words that each of us in this passage that we have probably heard several years, several times, but how each time it has a different meaning and understanding to us. And we know the setting. This is the third time that Christ has appeared to his disciples after his resurrection. And we know that Peter just wants to be alone. He wants to get back to what he knew, because everything else has been out of his control. And so he says, I'm going fishing. And the disciples are like, well, we're going with you. And I love how they wouldn't let him be by himself. And as they get out in the water that night, they catch nothing. But then the next day, someone sees Christ at the shore, and not until he speaks do they recognize him. And he tells them, throw your nets over the side. And sure enough, the nets are full. But unlike before, the ribs don't rip because of the weight. They're able to haul it in. Peter jumps out of the boat, runs to shore because of his enthusiasm of seeing Christ once again. And then the phrasing, when Jesus asked him, Simon, son of John, do you love me? And Peter says, Lord, you know that I love you. And continually asking that question two more times. And again, Peter says, Lord, you know that I love you. And you know everything. And the command that goes with it, then feed my sheep. Tend my sheep. Feed my lambs. And it's that questions and the commandments that wrap together, that in that moment, there's almost like a restoration back into the body, back into that calling that Christ had placed on him at the beginning of the ministry. And that call of, it's going to be difficult. The way that you will go is going to be paved with difficulty, and yet I love you and I will be there with you. So how do we respond to this? How do we tend our sheep, feed those that come to us, and tend the lamb? How do we express God's love and grace to others, longing, seeking, and hurting? That's what I've been wrestling with. What I've been struggling to figure out, how It's called how we're called and how we go about expressing that. And it changes, right? Because we change, we grow, we heal, we get to another spot, and then we hit either adversity or something that just kind of throws that rod into the gears and we stop. And I felt like, as I was writing the sermon out, and I was once again like pondering on these questions, okay, how is this affecting me and how am I to witness to what is being said? And it's not letting opposition or that gear, that rod through the gears that stop me, to quiet my voice. To not let it stop me from doing what I have been called to do. It's using my voice for healing and spreading the love of the Trinity that empowers us to all that I encounter. And it's to continue to encourage, build up, listen, speak, counsel, teach, and extend God's grace to each and every person that comes through the door. And for us, because I've been thinking about for us, because you are the community that walks with me and loves with me and I with you. And it's that thought of continually to restore us, rebuild us, and grow and extend that love far beyond our front doors. To continue to be a light into this community beyond our doors. And to all the believers in this valley that are seeking the love of God that we can offer to them. And to be that light, a place of welcome. Because that's what we are given, and that's the gift of grace, and that is what we've been commissioned to do. So if you think you're up for that, let's see. Let's see how we can go forth and do this great ministry that we've been given to those we encounter. Amen.